for it's called a rapid data assessment product. And what we found by talking with emergency managers or safety consultants is that in an emergency, there's a lack of situational awareness and understanding of what the problem is, and sort of the cracking of the code that we found is that the social media, people reporting from the ground at the same time into a very simple, understandable window of what's going on seem to be the holy grail. And so we've created this GIS-based rapid data assessment tool called Ardana, where we take all types of information from geographic-based documents or mapping, and we put them into a framework. And it's like people say it's like Google Maps with analytics. And it puts it and maps it in time, space, and spatial. And as a result, in an emergency situation, you can make better informed decisions way quicker for probably a tenth of the cost of other products and solutions on the market. And we just finished validating this with the City of Vancouver and doing some preliminary stuff with Suncor Energy. And during an emergency, we could take a window of 48 hours of collating all of the information that's coming in from all angles and bring that down to 20 minutes. And just veteran sort of emergency responders have said, hey, this is like the first time they've seen this unfold in real time. So now we have got, we're coming out of beta, it's just a startup. But we've created this GIS, Geographical Information System based rapid data assessment tool for leaders to make better decisions, and it gives anyone involved in safety or emergency.
How do you add information to the system, and who has access to it? And is it a smartphone, mobile application that you can pull up, and would the public have access to this?
Yes, because see, that's what people really like is the ability. It can take and monitor and track and filter Twitter tweets from worldwide for specific geographic locations. It accepts email and text messages right into the system, and it's useful because you get the feedback from the whole social media, because during an emergency or an incident, it's all about like what's going on and getting eyes on the ground from all over the place to give you that information so you can see that trending information so you can now engage it, track it, explain it in a simple repository that you have on your computer or any device anywhere with any of your responders or teams, you know, and it takes all the data and it's all matched up with, like, I think, like, the ones that you might not have even known existed, and it's presented in a brand new way that you've never even seen before.
And part of that problem for us is that when you're managing an incident, I might be speaking out of turn, but I highly doubt Husky would want the public's input, nor would they want them to see how we're managing that incident in real time.
It never would be that, what you just said, the latter. And what I just mentioned is that at Suncor Energy, that's one of the things that they kind of dug, is that they like the idea that during an incident, it can take external, the stuff internal is not shared external, but you can take external social media, monitor, track, and filter all those Twitter tweets or any of that specific information and have that blended into your system, because it's all about eyes on the ground, you know. And all we're doing, we're coming out of beta, we've got companies like Suncor Energy and SNC-Lavalin, you know, very intrigued and interested. They've never seen this before. And all we wanted to do was really find out from you and get your feedback and opinion on what we've created and see what resonates with you and your organization. And all we wanted to do is we've got like a 15-minute sort of multimedia presentation of what we've created so far. And we wanted to maybe just show it to you and get your feedback on it, you know, in the next week or two. I wanted to see if we could, you know, present that to you just to get your feedback and opinion on it, because it would be really helpful. Husky, I mean, you guys are huge, right? So if you dig it, we're at a stage right now where we can tweak things that are customized for, you know, huge marquee accounts like this. And I'm just sort of reaching out to you to see if I could get your feedback on what we've created and see if you might be flexible to view this for 10 or 15 minutes in a week or two.
Now, I wouldn't be in the position to actually yay or nay it.
Okay.
I could offer my opinion about it, but the two individuals, I think that would, two or three, that might actually push that forward are our senior safety advisor, Stu Burke.
Okay.
And he can be reached at 845-8420.
Okay.
And Dale Rangan, who is our field superintendent.
Okay.
And I'm not sure his local is 8462.
Okay. Hey, you know, I'll track down those gents for sure, and I am so grateful for getting steered in the right direction. One of the things that we find, though, is that you're there in, it's sort of like you're already in the castle, and if you saw something that you really was amazing and it was like sort of like possibly could be augment or supplement what you've got, and it's like sort of like way better than what you're doing, you could easily go up the pipeline, so to speak, and tell these people. And I was just, you know, wondering if you know, you just might be open just to view this situational analysis GIS data assessment system that we've created. That
to say that I'm jaded, but I've pushed a lot of my ideas forward, and nothing happens.
No,
no matter what, you know, not to say nothing. All of them are not looked into. But what I'm saying is, I think you have something here. We are fairly remotely located in a lot of our areas, but that doesn't mean to say that we don't appreciate the input of people that are in the area that might be camping or out in the backcountry, having a look at what's up there. Cell coverage is sporadic throughout where our pipelines and infrastructures are,
no doubt,
as well as our plants and facilities. Not to say that, you know, campers and other people wouldn't post or tweet any of that stuff, but it is, of course, possible for that to happen. Now, we do use maps, but not to say that they're online maps like Google Earth. Now, we do employ things like geotracking with a company called GeoTrax with all of our vehicles, so we can tell where our vehicles are
in real
time when things start to go down. Now, that might be something that Dale or Stu would be interested in, is seeing exactly where our people are on the ground when things start to go sideways.
Okay.
And be able to overlay some of those solutions like you've mentioned.
Yeah, that's exactly right, man. That's awesome. Well, look at, you know, that's totally cool. We'd love to show this to you, but if you feel it's more going to be more pertinent to your colleagues, then I'll track those gents down.
You bet. And I think those are actually the key players that will be inside of an actual incident management scenario.
Awesome.
I do get called in when I'm needed, but not necessarily am I the guy there on the ground all the time.
Yeah, well, no problem, and I'm so grateful for you to call me back. I so appreciate it.
All right, Barry.
You make it a great day.
You bet.
Bye-bye.